Hey, everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. For today on Monday, we are knee to thigh high from the east, about 7 to 8 seconds. Winds are onshore at about 10 miles per hour, and that's adding a little bit of chop to the situation, but it's really not too bad. For tomorrow on Tuesday, surf is staying in the knee to thigh high range from the east with brisk onshore winds for south of the Palm Coast, but North Florida should see a little lighter winds and cleaner conditions. Now looking ahead, these kind of summertime conditions are going to stick around for the rest of the week. Now we do have a possibility for our first named storm of the year. We have Invest 90L out there. It's currently sitting about 600 miles east of Bermuda and has winds at only about 35 miles per hour sustained. So most likely that's 1,500 miles away from us. We're probably not going to see any real surf from this particular storm, but it's a good indicator to see what storms in the future are going to do. I doubt it's going to last very long because it's right on that edge of where the water is about 80 degrees. I think it's in about 79 degree water right now, and it's going to be tracking northeast and looks like it's going to hit that 70 degree water mark around Wednesday, at which point it'll probably fall apart. On top of that, there's an area of low pressure up that way, and once those collide, it's pretty much going to be over with. Now, right now, National Hurricane Center is giving it a 70% chance of turning into a named storm. So probably it's going to maybe hit that tropical storm mark right before it collapses. But we'll see. I think 70% is a little optimistic for this particular storm, but we'll see how it goes. So I just wanted to give a quick plug to MC Chris. He's going to be playing in Gainesville on the 25th at the Woolly. On the 26th, he'll be at the Ophium in Tampa. On the 27th, this Friday, he's going to be at the Conduit in Winter Park, Orlando. And then on the 28th, he's going to be at Jack Rabbit's in Jacksonville. If you don't know him, he did stuff back in the day for Adult Swim with C-Lab 2021, The Brack Show, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And after that, he split off and started his own music genre of nerdcore. It's hip-hop music that kind of focuses on stuff like Star Wars and Dungeons & Dragons and high school stuff. I mean, it's just fun music. Now, some of his stuff does get kind of adult-themed, so that's why his show is 18 and over only. So keep in mind, you can't bring the Groms to this one. I've been listening to him for years. I've probably seen him like 7 or 8 times now live. So I'll throw some of his music up on the front page, along with a quick article. I was going to do it last week, but just got swamped. So I will be back on Wednesday, and I'll let you guys know if I see anything coming up. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.